This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday, kids. Finally got here. Yep. Just when you think it's not going to happen. There it is. Oh, there we go.
You know, yesterday, there was a point where you were like, oh, this day. And I'm like, it's 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on in your day that you are already grinding and it's 8 a.m., but that's bad news, right?
Just had a lot to do yesterday.
If you're like this day and it's 8 a.m., that's a problem.
Well, you know, half my day is over at 8 a.m., so.
So then you post a picture of you at the material store, and I'm like, she's at the material store.
Oh, at the fabric store?
Yeah.
Joann's?
Isn't that apparently your heaven?
Oh my God, I do love it. I went on all John's errands with him, so he went on all mine.
Oh boy. Is that why he looked so grumpy?
Yeah, like he wasn't grumpy. It was just a funny picture because I came out of the bathroom at Joann's, and he's standing there. He's leaning against the thing, and I see him, and I had my camera, and I went, "Hey, look at me." And so he just like flicks his eyes up. I take the picture. I started laughing so hard when I saw the picture. I'm like, "Oh my God, you look so unhappy."
He looks grumpy.
Yeah, but he's not actually.
Oh,
and it's funny.
See it. It's the first thing that popped up
because he would. He would never let me pick out fabric for our... I'm going to recover all our outdoor furniture because it's all super faded and just looks like crap. You know how outdoor cushions get looking. So I wanted to go get some umbrella fabrics or, you know, whatever, outdoor fabric. And, you know, sure enough, I can't get what I want. He's got to, you know, well, I don't know. I'm just picturing that and I don't think so. So he makes the decision.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And I like what we ended up picking. I would have walked out of there with something totally different.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's glad he went.
Yes. And actually, if he had picked by himself, he would have walked out. We settled on something.
We both didn't hate the thing.
We're both fine with what we picked. It wasn't either of our first choices.
That's how that goes most of the time.
And that's fine.
Actually, if you're lucky, that's how that goes.
Right. Right. If I'd gone by myself, it would be... If he'd gone by himself,
right.
But we found something that we both could agree would be non-offensive. I can't wait.
Funny.
Sew all those things up.
Everybody's got stuff in their house that they look at. Man,
how did
or
that
woman,
get here?
They just go, I would never have that here.
Yeah.
God, I hate that thing. I'm just going to look away.
I'm going to pretend that cup of sticks isn't there.
I don't even know what that is, what I'm looking at. I don't even know what it is. Yuck.
When we picked out a couch the other day, we both have the same choice when it comes to the couches, but he goes, what about, I go, all right, we need new pillows. And so he picks us out.
Oh, like
I
throw
go,
cushions and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. I'm all, no. No.
What did he
are you
pick
kidding
out?
Me?
What was
some
it?
Like color splash, like modern pillows, and I'm a solid girl. I need some solid pillows, and I'm like, oh no. I go, you know, if you got those, you would have to get a new rug too. I know you don't want to do that. Oh, but it would match. What are you thinking?
Yeah,
that is not going to match.
Wow.
What do you have down there for
the
a carpet?
The carpet is just a piece of like Asian.
Like a
decor.
Oh.
What am I trying to say?
Like an area rug, like a Persian rug or something?
Yeah, it's just an area rug, but it's Asian-inspired.
Has an Asian flair to it. All right.
Yeah.
What's it got?
What is the
bamboo
oriental rug?
Thank
is I think
oriental
the term.
Rug.
The yes. Oriental is a word that has been outdated and
right.
Well, I think
away.
Things
that's
are
probably
oriental.
Why it's not even in my head anymore. But
right.
That is described that
people
way.
People are Asian and things are
decor.
Oriental.
Yeah, so it's a oriental type rug, and then he's going to throw in this ugly pink brown color splash stuff.
Oh, pink and brown.
No, dude. What are you thinking?
So what did you wind up going with?
Nothing.
Oh, you just didn't.
Yeah.
I hear
we'll deal with that another day, right, Vinny?
Well, you didn't waste money. That's the good thing.
That's the good thing.
Oh, I wasn't. Mm-mm.
I know. Although Uzi, you know, maybe you could get him to set you up a sewing machine somewhere, and you can just take your old pillows and make new cases for him with fabric from wherever you get your fabric from.
Where am I going to set up a?
I don't know. In the garage
room.
Somewhere.
No, that thing's move got cars.
One,
in
move
it.
Out one of your cars.
John's picture is so funny, and people are commenting. What a good husband he is.
He's a great husband. He really is. We had a fun time yesterday.
That's so
went
sweet.
Went to Panera Bread. Ding, ding, shame.
Oh, would you? I've never eaten there. Would you get like a sandwich?
We got a. It's called a flatbread, but it's not. I sort of expected it, I guess, to be like an open face sort of pizza-y type of thing, mm-hmm. but it's not. It's like it's delicious, actually. It's like a thin sort of waffled flatbread. And
sandwich.
It was. Yeah, and they folded over, and it was like tomato mozzarella basil, so we split that.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was good.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, what a delightful day we had yesterday.
So it wasn't a bad day after all.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. So we were in Target.
Jesus.
And
you were everywhere.
Yeah, we. Oh my God,
what
we
did you have
were
to buy
everywhere.
At Target?
He had a million. He was returning something and wanted to get the different size or something. I don't know why we went there, but I had to. You know, he's waiting in the line to return stuff. There's always a, you know, that's a whole
the
thing.
The return line, yeah.
So I wait with him. I'm standing there with him. He goes, you know, it's probably take a while. I'm like, you're right. I'm gonna go walk around. So I started walking through like home decor or you know whatever where the furniture is. They have a whole section for that Magnolia stuff, the Chip and Joanna from Fixer Upper.
Uh-huh.
And it's really neat the way they did the display because it's actually got sort of a it's a big section where they've sort of taken out the aisles and they've got like a house frame on one's huge with shelves and of course the shiplap on the back.
So it's on display.
You envisioned she was involved in that, right?
Oh, for sure. So that's on front and back, right? And then you just, it's almost like you're walking into this house.
Right.
And then all this, like certain candles and little lanterns and trays and little tchotchkes to put around to stage your house with, I guess.
She is a power woman.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's ever going to be up there with Oprah, you know.
Right.
But she's a power woman.
No, when it
super
comes to
business
that,
lady.
She is. That is happening. I mean, listen, you're in Target. I mean, who doesn't go to Target? Sometimes you got to go to Target.
Well, I go
stuff.
To Target all the time.
Yeah. I mean.
I didn't see that thing, but I'm a stick and move guy.
Right.
So
you probably go right to the underwear section, get what you want, and leave.
Boom. It's usually like kid shampoos.
Oh.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right. You can actually do a lot of your grocery shopping. I mean, I don't think they have like fresh produce or anything, but they have all kinds of like all your everything you'd get.
Everything from milk, cereal, sure. Sodas, all of that stuff is there. Yep.
Yep. So Target. We did a Target run and done. And then let's see. Where else did we go? We went to, I don't know, we returned something at this hardware store. And
so
I
that
worked
was
around the garden department.
So you just made a whole day of it.
Yeah, we just had a ton of he had a ton of things he had to do, and we expected it to rain all day, which it really didn't.
Mm-mm.
And so we, you know, Dick and Chumley's construction company was already not coming, and we had to get a bunch of stuff done. So yesterday was our get everything done day.
You just burned a day.
Burned the day.
Yeah, it didn't rain until evening time. I actually went out to put out the trash and the recycling, and went, oh, now it's raining.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, it was, I think, 7 o'clock. We had a massive downpour. I was like, oh, finally. You jerk.
Whatever.
Rain.
It's going to clear up today, I understand.
Yeah, it looks like the whole next week is going to be like 60s and pushing 70. Oh, my God. I'm ready for it.
Sweet.
Are you ready for it? Yes, I'm ready for it. Yep. So, and a lot of people, I know a bunch of people who are going up to Tahoe this weekend. Everybody wants to go and enjoy that fresh new snow.
Strangely, I think I'm going to miss the whole season this year.
Oh, yeah. It's not happening for me.
I just don't see a chance. Unless the season somehow goes long, and I don't see that either.
Well, I guess it... I mean, if it started now and never stopped, it could go long. But, yeah, it doesn't seem like one of those epic seasons that you hope for. So this weekend, oh, my God, I've been living for today. We're going to go crazy tonight. We're going to have a couple drinks at dinner.
Mean? Oh, really?
And then we're going to play cards. Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
Is this Maki or who's coming by?
Joe and Ariane are coming over. We've been
They're
hanging
regulars,
with them. Yeah,
right?
We've been hanging with them on Fridays. That's kind of our thing. We'll walk somewhere to dinner. Actually, I know we're going to walk to Piazza D'Angelo, which is the...
The drinks.
It's the drinks.
Drinks, she's coming.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming. And then we'll walk home. And
good for you guys.
I know,
that's neat.
Super excited. And then I got some more pain to do this weekend. That's my whole weekend is all set. As I'm in recovery mode on Saturday, I'll be painting stuff. You got big plans?
No. And it's funny, I have a story about plans for the weekend, and I'll do that in the news because it made me laugh. As a person who enjoys surfing, you learn through the years not to make plans because you never know when it's going to be good. And you find yourself going, I said yes to what?
And it's cracking?
Yeah, I don't want to do that ever anyway. But now that it's good out,
I doubly do not want to do that. Sorry, I'm late. I didn't want to come.
Right. More than ever. I do not want to do that. So I don't have a lot of plans. The missus, actually, it's funny that she's made a plan for Saturday night. And I was surprised because hasn't been feeling well. So I was so you're going to go to that thing?
What's going on with her?
It's just some party that she's going
to. No, tail end of this flu.
Yeah, I don't.
Crap.
I mean, it's.
Everybody's
seems to be going through and cycle back and come back through again, and who knows what shift you're on.
Right.
You notice that the Purell people are out in force. Like John will not go as soon as we get in the car. Purell. Anyway, we went to 50 places yesterday. Yeah. Every single time, he's just like, I just can't take a chance. I don't want it. We've seen too many people that have it.
I surrendered in our own house. Right. All that stuff. Boy, the little kids will just take all that out of you. You just have to surrender.
Like, I live in germs.
I'll never keep up with all that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And obviously, we all know how sick I've been. So, that just probably plays right into it.
Right,
whatever.
Exactly. What are you doing? Is your plan PJs and TV? Or do you have some actual things to do?
I just don't do anything anymore since John's working on the weekends now. It's
oh, bummer.
I am bummed. With this morning, he goes, and I forget how he phrased it, but I was like, say that again? What? It had to do with something like, it's too bad you like me because you miss me too much on the weekends. What? Oh. I go, yeah, I know I do like you, and I miss you. Today, what? He goes, this morning, he goes, I don't know what time I'll be home tonight. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Why don't you go out with your girlfriends? Face?
I know. Who cares about that? You want to hang out with your husband.
It's to everyone on listening on the radio. I scrunched my nose and...
Who cares?
Because I don't know what John...
I know.
Although I am looking out for, the Fox Theater in downtown Redwood City?
Yes.
It looks like they're doing some tribute bands coming up. So I'm keeping an eye on the tribute bands coming up to play there. Whether it's Journey or Tom Petty or whoever.
The Stones. Or,
yeah.
Right. The Beatles.
Yeah.
What is the name of the one that I went and saw that our friend is in? The Michael Jackson
Michael
one?
Michael Jackson? Yeah. I can't remember the name
incredible.
Of it.
Yeah. What was that? You loved that.
Oh, they're really good.
I felt like it was like a long name.
It's like something land. It's a takeoff on
not,
his old
Yeah,
home.
Not Neverland, but Forever Land.
Yeah, Forever Land. That's
what it
is.
Is that
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
They're great. If they are playing, you should go see
them. I love tribute bands. I know it seems sort of, I don't know. I love cover bands in general because I just love to see how they do it.
Yeah, it is Forever Land.
Oh, nice.
The electrifying 14-piece tribute to Michael Jackson. I felt like it was a long name, but yeah, that's
those were the guys. I went into that Christmas.
How did you know the one guy? Who's the guy you know?
He works at Bananas.
Okay.
But he, and he's also in Metal Shop or something like that, and they do heavy metal covers. Mm,
that's
cool. They all wear wigs and they all just do full-on classic 80s metal. I would love them,
I'm sure.
But anyway, they were playing at that Salesforce Christmas party I went to. That big, empty, cavernous space that was rented out by the stadium. Oh. At the very back end, there they are playing for 2 hours.
That's so great.
And
as Metal Shop or as Foreverland?
As Foreverland. I saw them after. near the bathrooms. A few of the guys I actually know now. And he was saying, yeah, we've done a few Salesforce events. It's great. Yeah.
I bet.
It's
good
been
money.
Really good for us.
Right.
No arguments. No, it's totally pro. Yeah. They get paid.
They're kind of expensive, too.
Well,
meaning
there 14
that there's 14
people.
Of them.
Yeah.
I remember we wanted to have them last year or a couple years ago for our Sonoma party.
Yeah.
And they were pretty expensive. We couldn't afford them. And right. also, we didn't have the room for 14 pieces.
Right. That's
and it
is a smallish
all of them
area.
Or none of them, which
I
totally
like the
respect.
Karaoke anyway. I think that's super fun.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm so surprised.
I just
that
love
is
seeing
weird.
I love singing and I love seeing people sing. And it's always funny to hear what people choose for a song. And karaoke nights, you just, there's no particular genre. It's just, you get to
you
see
just
all.
Go.
All different things.
My
Although,
favorite thing now is watching my kid love music.
Oh.
Like, the, you know, the whole love of music and seeing it passed on is
so... It's so great. Especially when they like something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my older son is now into Queen hard, and I'm like, this is awesome.
Finally.
Like, he'll come home and he'll tell the home assistant from Amazon, whose name I don't want to say, because I don't want to wake yours up. He'll be like, oh, you know... Shuffle songs from Queen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is heaven. Because it used to just be, you know, crap.
Uh-huh.
Or that kid was into classical. Suppose well, it, I'm sure it's amazing.
You put the cello in his hand. What do you think?
Right. Well, they make you pick an instrument in school, you know. It's gotta go, really, it's got to be cello, huh? Although, you know, cello is, there's worse instruments, I suppose.
Sure.
I always think that at least cello is better than the violin, which is so squeaky and, you know, as people are sawing away on that, trying to figure
learning
out.
Learning it, right.
Yep.
I was going to switch gears. You want to?
No.
I was going to say, coming up on the other side of this, we're going to start to give away, Vinny, our Valentine's Day secret show passes.
Right.
We're oh,
gonna
we're doing
head,
that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Heading down to the Fairmont in San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Marshall's going to host
oh,
us.
Oh, really?
That
yes.
is it's a great room. Mm-hmm. It's a huge room, which means we'll have lots of tickets to give mm-hmm. away.
I thought Marshall moved to the Oakland location.
He went to the Fairmont Claremont and then went back. They wanted him back at the San Jose.
All right.
But it
location.
Does seem like those Fairmont people, like the higher ups they I see them at various things.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're super excited to bring it back there. That was the first show. Is that the first one where we decided we have to do tickets?
Yes, because people were lined up and around the block.
And
in
we were
San
everywhere.
Jose,
right?
Yeah.
And we said, oh, well, it's a humongous room.
I had
we
to
shouldn't
turn
have
away
any.
Like 120 people.
It was
that
a
day.
Bummer. Super bummer.
It's terrible. It's an awful feeling.
It was. So none of that this time. It's going to be great. We're super excited about it. So right after the break,
yes.
How many pairs?
We are going to do 10 pairs here after 6 here, and then 8:30 we'll do another 10.
All right, excellent. And you should hear some of the stuff Yuzi has planned for this. It's going to be a super fun.
I hope so.
Super fun Valentine's Day party.
Or do we get to hear?
We'll tell you after this song.
All right.
Oh, I guess we'll find out then. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Oh, that is so not what I wanted to press. There we go.
The other button.
It is date night, though, you guys. I mean, come on. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, I'm still reeling from how amazing this guy's show was at Winterland. All right, enjoy John Mayer. We'll be right back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.